Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, October 16th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: Brexit talks continue ahead of summit, service debut for a long-haul Boeing plane depends on demand, and WeWork stops China expansion. Leading today's news: Brexit negotiations continue today after yesterday's talks failed to finalize some important issues, according to the Wall Street Journal. A key summit of EU leaders starts tomorrow, where a deal is still possible. There's about 2 weeks left before the UK's scheduled departure. In other news, Boeing's plans for putting its 777-8 craft into service for the world's longest ever commercial flights depend somewhat on customer demand, a company exec says. Boeing hopes to win an order from Qantas for use on the Sydney-London route over the competing A350-1000 from Airbus. Qantas would hope to have delivery in late 2022, but an engine delay in Boeing 777-9 may have pushed the 777-8 beyond an earlier plan for 2022 service. WeWork will continue to open its planned locations for 2020, but will halt its expansion plans for 2021, according to the Nikkei. WeWork has opened offices in 125 buildings in 12 cities in the region since entering China in 2017. The key growth market accounts for 15% of total WeWork locations and is the third largest geography in revenue. WeWork is cutting back as it works to extinguish its cash burn after the failed IPO. Apollo Global Management has reportedly approached Tech Data with a $130 per share cash buyout offer, which amounts to about $5 billion. Tech Data's shares are currently near all-time highs on optimism that demand from small and medium-sized businesses will remain strong despite macro concerns. United Airlines topped Q3 earnings expectations and raised its FY19 EPS forecast to $11.25 to $12.25, in line with consensus estimates. The company says this quarter's performance puts United ahead of pace to meet its $11 to $13 EPS goal by the end of 2020. Eaton has agreed to sell its lightning business to Signify for $1.4 billion after a comprehensive review of various transaction alternatives. The Lightning unit amassed sales of $1.7 billion in 2018, about 8% of the company's overall revenue. The acquisition is the largest by Signify, the former Philips Lighting, which was spun off from Philips in 2016. An appeals court in Missouri has overturned a $110 million verdict against Johnson & Johnson in a case over whether the company's talc caused ovarian cancer. That overturned a 2017 decision favoring a Virginia woman who used the talc for feminine hygiene for decades. The appeals court cited a state Supreme Court ruling limiting out-of-state plaintiffs' ability to sue, but J&J still faces several other lawsuits in St. Louis. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures on crude oil are all set to open in the red, with gold slightly up. On today's economic calendar, retail sales are out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.